you lose some serious cash on the roller coaster ride of Bitcoin? Maybe you rode the wrong wave on the last Reddit stock meme. Now's the time to look for your next return on investment and stack cash with something you may have in your toy box. I'm talking about those little plastic bricks that you can turn into gold. You know, Legos, streaming from North Carolina to around the world and right into your ears. It's the Brick Finds and Flip Show at BrickFlips.com, the show where Lego investing and reselling come together to help you make some serious do-re-mi. This episode originally aired as a video on our YouTube channel, Lego Finds and Flips at BrickFlips.com/YouTube. Now, here's your host, the Lego Investing Ninja, Jeremy Stark.
Hi, this is Jeremy Stark here with Brick Finds and Flips. Today we're going to talk a little bit about the Brick Link program that there is out there, the designer program. Many of you don't know, the designer program is a program that Lego or Brick Link has come up with to help with some kind of like crowdfunding for some projects that may have been submitted before. They got a bunch of different, some popularity with it, but they just didn't make the cut as far as maybe sets that get voted into some ideas or some other projects like that. So today I just wanted to go over what the program is, and then I wanted to give you an update on the different rounds because the round two one is almost ending. I believe at the filming of this, there is about five days left. But I'll get in there so you can actually take a look at everything and see what's the deal with these things. And I know some of you may want to know if these are something that you should invest in, because these aren't the typical sets that we would normally find in Lego.com or, you know, other retailers and things. So let's dive in and let's take a look at these for you so that you have a clear understanding of what this program is, and to see if it's something that you want to participate in. You know, I know my title said the good, the bad, the ugly. First off, I want to say that I think this is a good program all around, just for anybody that's really into Lego. So if you're not even an investor, maybe you just found me and saw that this video is about the BrickLink program. I think this is fantastic if you're a fan of Lego and you just want to expand. And maybe there are some cool sets out there that they're obviously not available anywhere else. And you also want to support the community of other BrickLink designers. And that's really what the crux of what BrickLink has allowed for this program for this. If many don't know, BrickLink is owned by Lego.com. They acquired them, I believe it was 2 years ago at this time, I think 2019, roughly around there. Had this program so that it's really something that's available for just to make it for those that are interested in supporting the community. So if you didn't know, the crowdfunding round began sometime in they identified the program, you know, in 2021. They had all these different sets, and the way that it works is that you go there and first number of sets that people actually put their money up and they say they want to purchase them. The one that reaches, I believe it's 3,000, at least in the first round, 3,000 would actually get produced, or I think it's 5,000. Let me just look here. And they would actually get, yeah, it's 3,000 for the pre-order. So the first 3,000 that got out of the whole round would be the ones that they would actually make. That means that, you know, once it's opened up, if we get 3,000, then that particular one is made. Now, if they didn't get the 3,000, then that set is actually not going to be made. And obviously, you wouldn't be charged for it. First round, I do have to say, BrickLink did have some kind of snafus with their website. They had a few issues. You know, this is something that, you know, this is sort of new for them. So it's not something that they were prepared for. So they quickly, you know, figured out what they need to do as far as their technology, and they fixed that. They also had opened it up where there was only going to be so many created. At the time, I believe it was 5,000. You were pretty much able to order up to so many. I think there was like five. And they thought that was probably a little bit too much. So they restricted that in the next rounds, and they fixed their problems, and they just, you know, took the feedback from the community and try to make some improvements on that. It wasn't perfect, but I was able to get some sets that I was very interested in. I'm hoping that you did. Fortunately, one of the cool things now is that it is available, that they're going to be shipping them out. If you had participated in the first round, you probably got an email that said that it was available for shipping. Make sure you have your credit card in order. I guess they're sending them out. I haven't received it yet, but so let me just kind of go back to the first round was this was the ones that actually won. So they had a kakapo or some kind of bird. I'm not really sure. I didn't actually get this one. I didn't really care for it myself. Then they had the castle in the forest, which this one was in very high demand for this particular one. Then the other one that was funded was the Great Fishing Boat. And these ones didn't get funded, as you can see right here. But then the other one is the Pursuit of Flight. I like this one too. I got a couple of these ones as well. The Sheriff's Safe was also one that was funded as well. And these were, I mean, the ones that were actually funded were probably the better ones. I mean, they had some other ones in here that, they were pretty good. Actually, I don't know if these were in that actual particular round, but they just didn't seem to do it, and you have to have so many for them to get moved on to the next round. Now, I obviously this channel we're focused on Lego investing. We do have some news as well if you're just new to the channel, but mainly we focus on Lego investing, and we want to the main focus that we have is basically, is this something that you can purchase now, hold on to it for set amount of time, usually 6 months to 3 years is when the maximum is, and then turn around and resell it and hopefully make a pretty hefty return on investment. And that's ultimately the higher the return on investment, the better it is. So obviously that's the goal of investing in Lego. However, there are some sets that are not always going to be home run hitters, and they're not always something that I would recommend to invest in. So these ones right here, I like them because I just like them because first off, there's a couple of different things that are going with it. So any kind of economics, there's always a thing about supply and demand. So those are the key thing for getting the price point that you want, when you sell it later on, is if there's still a demand for it and there's a lower supply, then the price is normally higher. Basic economics. But these particular sets, they only made so many of them. So they only made 10,000 of these. Now, because this program is it's not widely known maybe in the Lego community. Just people that are buying stuff for gifts for Lego, they're probably not going to know about these sets at all. So there's going to be a smaller subset of Lego enthusiasts that are going to want these particular sets. So there is a smaller demand as opposed to like a set for like the Marvel ones or the Star Wars ones, because you have people that are not Lego fans, but they know that Lego makes those particular brands and they're going to be looking for those. And they're also available on all the retail stores like Walmart, Amazon, all those places that you can purchase Lego from. However, these sets are not going to be in huge demand. Now, there could be some demand, and there because it's a limited supply, it still could drive the price up, but this is different than some of the other sets. So just keep that in mind if you are going to be investing in any of these. And of course, all these are just projections, so these are, you need to do your own due diligence with any kind of investing for this. And this is more for entertainment. It's not really any financial advice for you. I guess the ones that I particularly liked were the Castle in the Forest and then the Great Fishing Boat. I think these ones are going to do really well. So they recently released a box, and they look fantastic. I don't know what the boxes looked like before for the other previous rounds where they had this last year. I didn't get in any of those at that particular time, so I'm not sure if this is an improvement. But I do like how it has BrickLink on here. It's got the Lego. Just the box alone, I think, is like pretty snazzy. I mean, I don't know. It just looks pretty cool to me. So I don't know. I think this one is in huge demand. A lot of people in the community were excited when this was coming out, and they were excited for the opportunities for this particular set. So I think that this is going to be in pretty high demand for this particular one. And then the other one that I talked about is the Great Fishing Boat. I think this looks like a nice set. I'm not a big fishing person, but this looks really cool. I actually showed it to a fisherman, and he thought it was neat. He wanted to know how he can get one, and I told him sadly, you're gonna have to pay in the aftermarket for these. But speaking of that, if you really did want to get these, you know, this, and you didn't come in there, I mean, a lot of BrickLink sellers are gonna be probably selling this, you know, on eBay. You know, I don't know if this is going to be available on BrickLink and some people's stores, but you know, this is just before we even got it, so I don't think anybody actually has these in their hand, and these are already the prices that folks are putting up on eBay. So as you can see, 600, 825. And just reference this particular, I think this one was, I have to look at I can't remember the exact price of it. I think it was like around $200, somewhere around there. So this is going to be, if people actually pay those prices, that's going to be a pretty good multiple of that. And then also on the fishing boat as well, I mean, the prices are already up there pretty high. Now, these are obviously not, nobody has these right now, so these will obviously probably go down in price, I would think, as their supply comes up. And most people who are going to be using this, they're going to want to actually have, like, the you know, have it in hand before they can actually sell it. So really, I mean, I think the this particular round did really well. I think as far as those particular two sets, I didn't really look at the other ones, what they're possibly going to go for, but really you can't tell until, you know, it's really ultimately worth what it is to the person that buys it from you. So you might not necessarily get what you might want, but you know, you don't have to sell it. And these sets, I think, would be something that you might want to hold on to and see what you know, what comes from it. But I think when these first come out of the gate, I think there's going to be some pretty high prices, but I think it's going to go down in the price for this. But really, I think that's, you know, this is really a good, I think the first round, I think, was really good as far as that. I really like these particular sets that were in the first round. Now, the second round is still going on right now, and you still have an opportunity to purchase a few of the sets in here. So at the timing of this, there's only 5 days left for this. So today is December 9th. So if you want to get one of these, you definitely have to get in there beforehand. So, but a few of these have already sold out. So the modular Lego store, which I think is pretty cool, this one has already sold out. Now this one, you know, it's funny, is I didn't really look at this one. I did get one of them, but I don't, you know, I'm not a big modular designer myself. I don't really do a lot of modular stuff. And I'm sure that these, you know, you could probably BrickLink it. It's, you know, get these bricks to make this. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's really easy for anybody that's got a nice modular setup and they just want to add this into the mix. This is pretty good for $179. So if you did get that, I think this is also going to be one of those ones that are going to be in high demand, and the price is going to, you know, pretty much be good once this is actually available for anybody. So I think this one will do really well. And then the one that just recently sold out is the other one, is the Venetian houses. And this one is for $289. So this one got maximum of 10,000 orders for that. And, you know, for this one, I don't know. I think it's cool. I just don't think I would invest in this one myself, you know, to sell it. I just don't think that the return on investment is going to be where I want it to be for spending my money in other areas. The only one I think this one will do well is for an investment. I think this one will get a pretty good return on investment. And then the other ones, I'm not really too crazy about. I was actually kind of surprised in this one, the Seasons and Time one didn't make the cut. I think this one was really cool. And the Clockwork Aquarium one made it. I don't know. They're both pretty good designs, but I thought this one would be the one that would make it over the aquarium. And these ones are definitely ones that I knew that would make it. The Retro Bowling Alley. This goes along with a lot of the other themes that are out there that are kind of the retro theme. There's like a diner one, I believe. So this will fit right in with that particular theme if that's what you're going for. So basically the retro bowling alley is available, the mountain windmill is available, and then the clockwork aquarium is still available. The one that they both look like they have some, to get there. As far as investments for these particular ones, I'm not really too sure. I gotta be honest with you, with these ones, I don't really know the demand of this particular one, and as well as this one. These are very, if you're fitting these in any kind of your other designs, or if you just really, connecting, I think this is the only one that I would really go for if I was already had a bunch of these ones in there of that particular design. I would probably go for that. And maybe the minifigures are the only thing about these. I don't think the minifigures look too anything like special, but still, I think it's really nice. And kudos to all the designers out here. I mean, these are some really good builds. So if I'm being highly critical, that it's nothing against your design. It's more of just as an investment. I think those are the things that I particularly look at when I'm deciding if I want to invest in it. So really, I mean, these are really the ones that are available out there now. If you want to get in there, make sure get in there before the 5 days are up, otherwise it won't be available. And then also you also have to be concerned with probably get as it gets closer, there might be, one of these might actually get fully ordered, maybe. I'm not really sure. But this kind of tells you, if you're looking at this and when this opened up, that there's still these are available, because in the first round when we had all those really went fast, and the reason was because they only opened it up to 5,000 at that point, and then I really kind of kicked in a little bit more. Maybe some FOMO happened around in the Lego investing community, or other Lego enthusiasts found out, and then the Bricklink opened it up to for an additional 5,000, and that's when they tacked it on for the round two, where you could get the up to 10,000, where before it was only, I think it was only 5,000 at that point. So really, I mean, these are really good. Now there's also going to be another round that's going to be coming up for there's a third round for this. So if you look at the ones that are here, these they haven't announced the date yet, as far as when this is going to begin. But I'll probably do another video on that, just so that we can go over this a little bit more in detail. But they have Space Troopers, a 1950 diner, and see that's kind of some of the other themes that we're going with. And then they have this Studgate one. Now this one, I think this one might do well, but I'm not really sure. This is one of those things where you never know. But I think this one looks cool. I think that one is probably, I think is going to be the winner. Maybe this one too, I think, will be good. So I don't know. I mean, these are some of the other ones that are going to be possibly coming out, with this BrickWest Studio. That one's a cool one too. So these are some of the other ones that are going to be out in round three, and I'll definitely do another video on that, so you guys can go over these a little bit more and see which ones that might do well and might do, might be a good investment. So just keep in mind, overall with these particular sets in here for the Bricklink program, you're only going to be able to get one of them. So really that kind of limits your investability, where if you can get some other sets, usually I'm rolling deep with some other sets. I'm stacking them pretty deep as far as the amount that I'm going to get. But for these ones, you can only get one. So in that way, it still makes it that it's pretty good as far as an investment, because like I said, that the supply of it is very low. Well, 10,000 maybe, but for the really popular ones that do really well, even getting one of those, if you don't plan to build it or something, you can still sell it and still make probably a pretty good return on investment a little bit quicker. Maybe at the beginning, you might be able to really make something at the beginning to maybe help fund your other your other collection or hobby or investment portfolio. But I wouldn't, this is not something that I would go all in and just try to get more than one. I would just stick with the one and see what it does, and maybe hold on to it for a little bit longer. I think the ones that I have that from the first round, I may try to get rid of one of them, and then the other ones I'll probably keep. and hold on for a couple of years and just see what the demand and the supply is at that point. Well, I know the supply is not going to be big, but I don't know if the demand is going to be big. But one thing about Bricklink is that they're definitely evolving, and they're definitely getting more involved in. Well, they've always been in the Lego community, but I think as Lego has expanded in popularity, I think they're going to be folded into a lot of different things, and I think people are going to find those other things, and they may have never known about this. And hopefully now that you do see this, you look out for these kind of things to support the adult, the adult Lego community, collectors community as well. Well, hopefully you guys found this really helpful. I wanted to let you guys know that I also just to announce the giveaway winners of our first giveaway that we did. There were two winners, and they are they're I did select them, and they both accepted everything. The first one, his name is Cody, and he won the grand prize. And out in New York, he said that his son would love them, love the set. So I was really happy to hear that. And then the other winner was Martin, I believe it was in Czech Republic. He also won a gift card. So hopefully you'll spend that on some cool Lego sets and enjoy the holidays. But really, if you're interested in any of our other giveaways, you can always go to brickflips.com/giveaway. And you can just sign up right there, and that way there you'll be notified when we do have our next giveaway. I think we're going to do another giveaway next month. I think we're going to do one once a month, and I think I have something planned, a pretty cool thing to actually help out in the community and do a little bit of charity work as well. So I think I'm going to plan something out, and I'll give you guys more details around that when I do get that all ironed out. Well, hope you guys enjoyed the show. And I'll see you guys on the next episode.
Thanks for tuning in to the Brick Finds and Flip Show. Listen to us on all the major platforms. If you like this episode, don't forget to leave a positive review. If we get enough love, maybe Elon Musk will tweet about this next investment wave. Check out our latest Lego investing articles on brickflips.com. Also, check us out on our YouTube channel at brickflips.com/YouTube. Any interest on being on the show or want to advertise with us? Reach out by email to podcast@brickflips.com. See you for the next Lego flip.